Today is February 13th, 2019. My name is Leah Goldstone and I'm interviewing Ramona Walker. We're here in Marshall, Wisconsin, and this is being conducted for the Madison General School of Nursing Alumni Oral History Project 1905 to 1982. And for sound quality purposes, could you please say your name and spell your last name?
Ramona Harland Walker. Do you want the Walker or the Harland is my.
You can just spell both if you'd like.
Okay. Harland is Harland, and Walker is Walker.
All right, perfect.
Out there, I'm known as Harland.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your upbringing.
I grew up here in Marshall, 400 people. My mother was a graduate of Madison General Hospital. So, of course, all my years I knew I had to be a nurse or I would be offending my mother. My goodness. Marshall was just small. We had a nice school. And as soon as I graduated from high school, then I came to Madison General and graduated from there and worked there for a year and was married. Worked there for another year. Then had two boys. 9 years later, I went back to Columbus Community Hospital and worked nights on the surgical floor and staffed the emergency room.
And so would you say, you said that in your family that they kind of expected you to go into nursing. But
Well, I think my mother did.
was nursing popular just in this community?
No. No. My mother was, they always called her the town goat. Anybody that was hurt or sick, they called my mother. And she went. And my dad, she never drove. And so my dad would always, I can remember nights as a kid, we'd go out to Deansville or down Depot Street or wherever. Dad would take her and he and I'd sit in the car and wait for her to do what she had to do.
So was it kind of a big change for you coming from a small kind of Wisconsin community into the nursing community at UW-Madison?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I went to Madison enough.
Oh, I see.
I was not just in Marshall.
And what was your perception of nursing school prior to your attending?
I knew that's what I was going to do.
It's just set.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was just,
So, what years did you attend?
I graduated from high school in 46 and from nursing in 49.
And I mean, you'd said you've been to Madison before, but what would you say excited you most about going to UW Nursing School?
No, I didn't go to UW, Madison General.
Oh, Madison General. I'm sorry.
Madison General.
What excited
That's
you
what
most about being there?
Well, I just knew I always wanted to be a nurse. And it was just, I was, to meet all these gals coming from all over. I think when we got there, I think there were 40 of us. But by the end of the week, I think we were down to 25, maybe.
Just by the end of the first
Yeah.
week.
These gals would come and, oh, this is what they were going to do. And some were homesick and some just didn't like it. And,
Was that first week? What was your experience in that just like first week of being there? Was it like what kind of things did you experience at school?
getting up every morning at 6:30 and going over to McConnell Hall for devotions.
Oh, describe what are devotions?
A prayer group.
Oh.
We were expected, and we used to roll up our pajamas underneath our house coat or whatever coat, and over we'd go. So we all lived at Restaro, and then we or yeah, Restaro, and we'd have to walk out and down to the basement to the. What was that, a gymnasium or whatever we had? And we had our prayer meeting, and then we came back and got ready for school.
So, what was the dorm that you said you were living in when you first
Restaro
Restaro
was
and
right beside, it was on, what was that street? Was right behind Restaro,
Oh, okay.
right behind McConnell Hall.
Okay.
It was
And
the original dorm.
the
The
like
dorm that my mother was in.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you know when your mother attended school?
My mother graduated in 26 or 7.
Wow. Amazing.
Should have looked those things up. So I know I haven't got them down here. Mm. It's always in my head, I guess.
So what were your experiences living in Rest Harrell?
We were a fun group. I mean, a close group. And we still are to this day.
Mm-hmm.
The whole class couldn't quite fit in. A few of them went over to the hospital to live. And we had some of the teachers lived in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a little, what was her name? Started with S. We had a little house mother. She was old and she was only about 5 foot tall. And she couldn't get past second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So third and fourth floor, we didn't worry about her coming up. Because we would many times study in the night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the closet to study because she might get up that far and find us. Mm-hmm.
What kind of social and recreational activities did you do with your friends during that time?
I think we all had boyfriends as we came in. And we went home on Friday night the first 6 months. And socially, we had a few smokers and we had a drugstore just a block down the street. They went down there. Otherwise, we didn't have any money. And we really didn't go anywhere. And I'd walk from when I took the bus home, I always walked up to the bus station because I didn't have the extra, I think it was a dime. But, you know, we didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm. And were you guys allotted any sort of stipend by the school?
No.
Or, oh, okay, I see. Cool. All right. So, and then what do you miss most about your time in school, kind of more the fun aspects of it?
We were a very close group, and we still are today.
Do many of your friends live in Wisconsin?
Yeah, they're all, yeah. We've got Chicago. I can't think right now. I should have written them all down. They're right around. We had some in Madison. Lillian just died. I mean, after all, we've been out good many years.
Mm-hmm.
Eunice is over at... where is Eunice, Bob? Where is he?
What?
He does all my remembering. Where is Uni? Dodgeville.
Dodgeville.
And where is Dorothy?
Sauk City.
Or
Prairie Sack. One of them. Both together. I don't know which one.
Of course, just lost Lillian and Madison. I mean, we've lost quite a few. We have one in Milwaukee, and we have one in just in Illinois. I don't know where she is. But.
All right, so shifting kind of more to your training, can you describe some of the technical training that you engaged in? Like, what kind of stuff did you study in class, or...
Well, we had our nursing arts, and then we would go to a class, and we had a teacher who stuttered, so we had time with her. But anyway, and then we had this classroom, and then we had a room where we learned to make beds and give enemas and touches and all that stuff. We learned all that in the basement at McConnell Hall.
Oh, and how many, I remember seeing some photographs of this, how many classrooms were in the basement of McConnell Hall?
Going downstairs, we went way down at the end of the hall, and to the left we had a really nice classroom, and then into the front that bit toward... What street is that? I can't remember. Anyway, there were two classrooms. And then we had a kitchen that we, you know, sometimes made things there. Yeah. And that was down the hall toward the elevator, across from the elevator.
Mm-hmm. And what were your classes like? Like, who were your professors? What kind of examinations did you have?
Well, we had very good teachers. One that taught us, like, making the beds and all that, what do you call it, nursing arts. She had a little speech defect, and so we kind of, you know, put her on. She was good. She taught us all the basics of that. And then we had, that was Sablocki. And then we had Sabatka, who did nursing arts. She was a very intelligent lady. And we had most of our classes with her. Few classes with Miss Evans, who was head of the nursing arts department. Miss Collins, of course, was our director of nursing, but she didn't do any teaching. And let's see, what else? We had a professor come from the university for, I wonder what classes that would have been. I just don't remember what classes those were. But he came over.
And did you have any, were any of the professors physicians, or was it all just people in the nursing?
It was all nursing. We hadn't had any physicians that taught.
And were there any, speaking of people that you remember, were there any faculty who played an important role in your education specifically?
Well, I don't know. Our nursing arts teacher, she was flaky. And the other one that taught, some of the deep classes. She was a very brisk. That was Sabatka. She was a very intelligent lady, and then she would, the nursing arts gal would, she'd follow us around and do that. But she was not the greatest, but we learned. And then this Sabatka, who did all our other classes. She was really good. And we had a few professors that came from the U for. I don't remember what, you know, a certain class.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it.
And were there any particularly challenging parts of school that you remember just struggling through?
No.
Did anything spark out to you as something exciting or that you wanted to pursue in the future?
I just knew that I was going to be a nurse. Mm. And I went to school with... knowing that I had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it wasn't hard. It was fun. We had really good classmates. We had good togetherness, helped each other with things. And of course we got up, we always had to get up in the morning early, go to our prayer meeting, and then go to work. And work until, I think it was 10 o'clock, and then come home and have classes
mm-hmm.
till noon. And then eat and come back to classes again at 1. Believe me, I sat near a window because you'd have to open it and shut it to keep awake.
Mm-hmm.
Classes in the afternoon, and then we had to go back and get people ready for supper and pass water and all that stuff. I mean... In that first year, we did a lot of aid work.
Mm-hmm. And did you guys have any rules that the school set on you at all about like traveling or curfews? Or
it'd be at 9 o'clock at night. We had one night out till twelve.
And was there anywhere that you like weren't allowed to go, or could you go to like bars and restaurants and?
We weren't bar bunch.
Fair enough.
We were not. Bob, were you any bar bunches when I was in nurse's training? Robert.
I wasn't listening.
Turn on your hearing aid.
I was reading here. What?
We didn't go to bars when we were in nurse's training, did we? Not that bunch here.
Bars?
That's taverns.
Well, yeah. No, I guess not. No. We go out eating and,
to a movie.
Movies.
Oh, I can remember going to a movie one night and I have to be in by 10.
Yeah. And we had the car in the parking lot and we couldn't
find the damn thing.
And there it is. Finally found it and we went.
Oh!
Yeah, they were pretty strict by.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be in.
Interesting.
I don't know what happened if we wouldn't, but I don't remember anybody.
Well, if we generally went someplace, we'd go someplace where they had a little band for dancing in a bar or something, in one of the bigger eating houses or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
we didn't have much time off, really. We didn't.
No, yeah. That's for sure.
Rigorous course.
We didn't know a week. We didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When I went home on the bus, I walked to the bus station. It's up by the square. I think it was a nickel to get on
and
the bus.
And when he was in Chicago, he walked in the loop all alone.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine doing something like that today.
Yeah, we were Cook County, you know.
Oh, man, there'd be stabbings and shootings. And oh,
we were
terrible.
Cook County for 9 months.
Hmm.
Yep.
And it was eye-opening. I had never been to, I don't think I'd ever been to Chicago before, had I?
Not before.
No. I learned to walk to the loop. Thought nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
I lived on 10th floor, and my classmates were, they were, our class went down in two bunches, so there were only about eight of us down there, and we were all over that 15th floor
mm-hmm.
dorm, you know.
That was down in Cook County, and there was a lot of bad boys around there.
And we had to go to work, we had peds, orthopedics, and men's medical. That's what we took down there.
Mm-hmm.
Psych too. And we would have to walk through the hall, through the halls. Not what I want to say. Down in the basement, through the bed, down to all the. There was.
With a loop.
No, going to the door all the hospitals. See, there was. There was a general hospital, there was a men's medical, there was peds, there was orthopedics, psych, and so I think we went to four of them. And we'd have to walk down through the basement and down past the morgue.
Mm.
Got to stop and look in there once in a while.
Interesting. And when was this?
This was in, I graduated from high school in 1946 and from nursing in 49, so I was down there in 48.
Gotcha. And speaking of that experience, because that sounds very interesting, were there any, like, practices or methods that you learned in school that would be kind of unusual today? Or that you don't
probably
see?
Probably bed baths.
So what were those?
Well, You gave a patient a bath. You had your you'd be all set up, you know, with your basin and your washcloth and your soap and the clothes that you're going to change into and a lot of bed baths.
And what were the kind of medical procedures? Just because I know it was so different and just hearing it firsthand, what were kind of some of the procedures like IVs or vaccinations that would be kind of strange.
See, we didn't get to do IVs until the last year.
Mm-hmm.
There was one RN
mm-hmm.
that started all the IVs in Madison General.
Wow.
She had her tray and she would, and you know, we had IVs going, some of them 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And she would go have her tray and make the rounds at the hospital and we'd leave a message as to who had to have it or what. And one gal did that.
And are there any memories that stick out to you about your time training at Madison General?
We were a very close group. We still are today.
Mm-hmm.
We were, you know, we worked together, we played together, we just had a good time. Mm-hmm. And we're, as I say, friends today.
And do you have any, like, stories or anecdotes just that you remember from school, or?
Probably nothing you'd be interested in. We had one bunch of girls that were smokers. They had to go what was the name of the store? Drugstore. And they would all, and there was a place in the back there. And I was just saying, none of us had any money. We didn't go anywhere, you know, even movies. We worked. We got up in the morning and went to breakfast and worked until about 9, had classes till 11:30, 8, classes again from 1 until 3:30, and back to work till 7. Mm-hmm. And then we had a study. We had a full day.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else that you would want to say just about your training before we move on?
I'm never sorry that I went. My best friends are, you know, girls I met there from all over, and we still are today. We had good supervision. We were safe. Even walking, you know, we had to walk outside at night over to the hospital or whatever, but we weren't, you know, we didn't have to be afraid. Even after I graduated, I moved down near the stadium. Mm-hmm. And another gal lived at her home, kitty corner across the street. She and I walked to work at night. Thought nothing of it. Mm-hmm. There wasn't the crime, there wasn't the stuff you had to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then just for a little bit about your life after Madison, so just tell me a little bit about your career after you graduated.
Okay. I worked for a year and nights at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I was married. And then I worked for a year and days at the hospital. And then I had two boys. Stayed home for 8 years. Then I went to Columbus. Mm-hmm. To the hospital there. And I was night supervisor. Mm-hmm. This is a small hospital now. Okay. We had, first floor was medical. And there was about 30 patients there. Second floor was OB. And then there was long-term care on the other end. And then I had surgical floor on third floor. And then we had then the surgery and all that was on the other end of that floor. And I was night supervisor and staffed the surgical floor. And so we didn't have a lot coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, there was, I'll bet in the 5 nights that I was working, if we got in 2 people into the emergency room. No, we didn't. There wasn't a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of cases would you say qualified for emergency room care versus just general?
Lacerations. Well, I guess we'd have some gals who were pregnant and bleeding. Those we would not take to emergency room. We took those right to OB, and they had a room that they took care of those. Mm-hmm. And if we had any suturing to do, we had to call the doctor in. Mm-hmm. We had one doctor that lived just a block behind the hospital. We could see him coming out. We knew when he was coming. And our surgeon was just 3 blocks away. Then we had a couple of doctors from Waterloo. And that's about it. Mm-hmm.
And how long did you work as a nurse?
I guess I worked a year at Madison General. And then I stayed home for 8 years. And then I went to Columbus, and I was there till I was 64, So I was there. How long was I at Columbus, Bob? I'm thinking 40 years almost. Mm-hmm. 35.
And did you have any, like, specializations while you were nursing, or did you just in general?
I had the surgical floor and the emergency room.
And what was your experience like with that?
Well, in the emergency room in a small town, we'd probably get in two or three in the night and lacerations and that kind of stuff, car accidents. I had to call somebody to help me out. Mm-hmm. I had to call a doctor. As I say, I had to call a doctor in. Except weekends, toward the end, we had a resident come from UW and was in the house from Friday night until Sunday evening. So that helped us out. But.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the challenges that you faced in your career, if you can remember any?
I don't know. I think as far as a challenge, I think every night was a challenge to me. That I was going to be sure I could take care of these people. And just be there for people.
Mm-hmm. And were there any particularly fulfilling moments that you can remember?
I don't know. I think every day was. Every night was. You know, we always were, you know, people were grateful. I think people were more grateful in those years anyway. But for what you did for them. And, you know, we used to have patients. Good Lord, we'd have them patients for 3 months at a time. You know, they just, and we were so full always, we had them in the hall. But we, some of those people, with some of those little kids, we had a little pediatric floor, and I can remember a couple of children that came from Waterloo. We figured we raised those kids. I mean, the parents were teachers, and as soon as that child had a little something, came to the hospital and the doctor admitted it. You know, they admitted easier then. Mm-hmm.
And you've said before that you've been back to Madison. How was it coming back for reunions?
Oh, we are, our class is very close. Mm-hmm. We talk on the phone all the time. We have our own reunion every summer. And to come back to the meetings and see people that we knew. And I know one time I went and neighbor gal over here who came. Where did they come from? They came from Milwaukee or somewhere. Her sister was a grad, and she came home, called her sister up, and she said, "I saw Ramona today." You know, we just, it's always nice to go back.
Mm-hmm. And what advice would you give to nursing students who are kind of going through what you went through right now?
I know it's a very different situation today, but when you're in nurses training, you've got to give it your all. You've got to be there for people. You've got to take what you're given. You know, you're not us. Sometimes you think, oh yeah, but you just have to put up with and handle it and come out on the right end. it was a good ride.
And is there anything else that you could think of that you'd want to add for anyone in the future listening to this interview to know?
My close, I grew up here in Marshall, small town. And my closest friends today, and still today, are my nursing classmates. We talk often. We have our reunions. We've traveled together. We've gone to Hawaii. We've gone to California. We've gone east. I mean, and we have class. And that is, you know, we had a classmate in New York, and we have a classmate in Chicago. The first one, the first traveling we did together, we went to Chicago to see how it would work. And yeah, we've done a lot together. We've been very close.
Mm-hmm. Great. And is there anything, I see you jotted down some notes, was there anything that you wanted to add that you'd thought of prior?
I've just put down my classmates, which are my very dear friends. And now we just buried Lily and Damon. And we've got, four of them are gone already. And I guess that's pretty good for 90, right?
Yeah, it's amazing that everyone has been able to share what they've just learned in their life and through nursing school.
We have one, Sarah Motisi, who grew up in Madison, just below the, down in the, what did we call that? Can't remember. Not Mexican, but anyway. She's in the east somewhere, and we think she probably died. The last time we sent something to her, she said, "I don't want the damn thing, don't forget me." So she had had 10 children, and I think she'd had it. And, Dorothy and Yumi, there's our bunch right here, and we get together all the time, talk on telephone.
It's amazing. Well, great. If there anything else that you can think of before I conclude the interview.
My nursing career has been wonderful. My schooling, I couldn't have had better classmates. And in those days, you weren't away from home much. Mm-hmm. I grew up here in Marshall, 447 people. To go to Madison to live was something. Mm-hmm. Used to walk to the bus station to come home. It cost me 50 cents to come home. And we were such a good group together, helped each other. Even when we went somewhere and somebody didn't have the right clothes, I can remember where we just had gotten there. We probably were only there a couple months. And Eunice's dad died. And she didn't have anything to wear. I mean, we didn't have gloss stuff. We all went through our closets and got enough for her to wear to go get her going, We just were a close bunch.
That's great. Well, great then. If that's all, I will conclude this interview. And just for the record, we'll be sending either a follow-up interview form, and we have the form for you to sign once I end the tape. But I really appreciate you letting me interview you. And
I enjoyed having you. I don't know how many of my classmates I'm going to be interviewed.
Amazing.